Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Michelle Canning and Rough Edges. This is Red Barn Radio.
At the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music, we're studying to become traditional music musicians and performing artists. And so the faculty is so understanding if you have a show that you can miss class one day, as long as you get your work done and make it up and you know, you're not behind, they're understanding if you have to go and play a show because that's what they want you to do. That's what they're training you to do.
Would you recommend this to potential students?
Oh, in a heartbeat. The Kentucky Center for Traditional Music is the best place I could have ever chosen to go to school. This is my senior year this year, and I don't have any regrets. If I could go back and do it all over again, that's where I would be.
Where do you see yourself in the future?
Well, I hope to continue being an entertainer and make a living off of playing music.
I suppose I ought to say congratulations. Situation. Just take good care of him. Take good care of him. Just to be around him was my greatest pleasure. He was everything my future held in store. So remember when you take my only treasure.
Michelle Canning and Rough Edges playing for us tonight on the Red Barn Radio stage. I have some more questions for you, but I'd like to kind of open it up to your band.
Absolutely.
You guys talked a little bit about the Morehead State University Mountain Music Ambassadorship. Who would know, how does one go about getting into that?
Raymond, I think you're best to answer that question.
Well, thank you, Ken. All the Mountain Music Ambassadors at Morehead State University are part of the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. Everyone in that group is a declared major in traditional music. Morehead State University and the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music, we offer a Bachelor of Arts degree in traditional music. Pretty unusual to have an academic program like this, and as a matter of fact, ours was the first traditional music program that met the accreditation standards of the National Association of Schools of Music. Usually they're there more than a year when we ask them to join. They have to keep their grades up. They have to be good students as well as good musicians, entertainers. They're all taking private instruction on banjo, guitar, mandolin, fiddle, bass, dobro, voice, any number of those things. I tell you, the Mountain Music Ambassadors are very active. We have a very active tour schedule. The Kentucky Center for Traditional Music has an active outreach program. Of course, the tours to China are part of that. But of course, we also play regionally. We were pleased to be guests on Red Barn Radio about a month ago. We've been touring many places. We were on Woodsong's Old Time Radio show here in Lexington last year, and Song of the Mountains television show that's broadcast from Marion, Virginia, from the Lincoln Theater there. We've done quite a lot of touring, played in New York City and all over the place. It's a wonderful experience for our students, and they happen to be darn good entertainers, and they work hard at it. What more can I tell you?
I think you might have told me everything. I imagine you get all the benefits of being an international ambassador as well. So you get the protection just in case anybody gets into trouble because you're ambassadors, right? You can do anything.
Yeah, I don't know if our privileges extend to that level, but.
There's a new expression on my face I ain't seen in quite a while. Must be a smile. There's a new direction in my life I can't wait to see. Time the sun would start to shine, those dark clouds would come around, start raining down. And then I found the comfort in your arms. I don't feel the rain no more. So let it pour. Maybe times when we lose our way, but baby, tomorrow.
Can I talk to Thomas for a second?
Absolutely.
So I was on your Facebook the other day.
Oh,
tell me a little bit more about this restaurant.
Yeah, Ken actually asked me, he said, where's your favorite place to eat? And I didn't realize he was asking about the Pasquale's restaurant there in Moorhead. That's an Italian restaurant. I go down every Thursday and I set up a small sound system and try to bring groups in that are all acoustic. Because we have such a small space in there. It's a very intimate venue. A nice community is established in that room.
Now, is everybody in Moorhead a musician, or is it...
Just about, you know.
That's quite interesting.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eye, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Every Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are near. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I see. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me on the top of the world. Something in the wind has learned my name, and it's telling me that things are not the same. And the leaves on the trees and the touch of the breeze, there's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. Everything will be fine if you are near. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me on the top of the world. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me on the top of the world.
Thank you so much.
Samantha Cunningham on the fiddle, and she sings as well. You were an ambassador. You went to China. What was your favorite food in China that you had?
That's hard because they're all in Chinese and you don't know how to pronounce them. Michelle actually showed me, because Michelle had been there before, she showed me this little pastry that's almost like a donut, but it's fried a lot better than a donut, so it's not as heavy. And so it was really good.
You're an award winner as well. Smoky Mountain Fiddlers Convention, at the age of 16, you won.
Yeah, that's down in Loudoun, Tennessee.
You're 14th in the nation as a fiddler.
Yes, sir, I am.
How does one get to be rated 14th in the nation as a fiddler?
You buy a plane ticket and go to Idaho, and you compete in the National Old Time Fiddlers Convention out there, which is a week long. You play against a lot of other people. In my division, there was about 60 people in that one, and so you compete and you play really hard songs, and whoever wins that day is whoever wins.
You're also a student at Morehead.
Yes, sir, I'm a sophomore.
How do you manage to get school and touring together? Because you're standing next to a couple of professors.
Well, I'll go back tonight, I'll do my homework, and I'll go to bed. So you find a way to do it. You manage your time really well. You figure out how and when you can practice. It may be 2 a.m, you're going down to the center because it's open all night, the practice rooms, to the people who take classes. So you might be going down there 2 a.m. to practice because you know you need to get this part for the next day or something. But you figure out when you can do it, and you make sure that you have a time for everything.
Fantastic.
Don't you tell me that it hurt you that day, that you just lost all the feelings you had. You're sorry that it all ended this way, that you never meant to make me feel bad. Then you picked me up off my feet and made me fly like a bird. You stole away with my heart. Why'd you lie about why you left? You say that we just weren't meant to be, but but for me you'll always want the best. Even among the darkest clouds, one sees birds in the sky. So don't ever think that I was blind when you took her to fly and you carried her high above mountains and you carried her over all the seas and you took her high above the treetops and you took another girl flying high above the mountains.
Thank you so much.
I would like to hear from Raymond and Ruth McLean as well.
Absolutely.
You guys have been touring and playing for a couple of years.
Our first regular television show for the McLean Family Band, we started in Hazard, Kentucky on what was at that time WKYH, now it's WMKY. They'd been on the air 2 weeks. And we started, this was in the late 60s, we started a weekly television program there. And we kind of think of that as the start of our career in 1968.
And you were both on this show together?
Yes.
With our father and our sister.
How long did you play together?
We still do.
You still do?
We toured full time for 20 years.
Yeah, definitely. How do you get along with each other? You teach, you're in a band.
Well, I made a very good choice in sisters.
Yeah.
And I made a very good choice in brothers.
I feel like if I went there, I would be at Hogwarts and I would learn the magic of music. Michelle, how did you convince all of these incredibly gifted players to join your band?
I knew from the get-go who I wanted to come play with me this evening, and it really wasn't all that hard. I texted them and said, do you want to play Red Barn Radio? And they wrote back and said, yes.
You obviously do a lot of things correctly. If you were on a deserted island and you could pick any book, what book would you bring? A book, single book.
I'm the wrong person to ask. I don't like to... you made a Harry Potter reference. Now let me tell you, I've watched all the movies. Of the books, I've read chapter one of the first book and the epilogue of the last book. I haven't read anything in the middle. But if I could pick one book, it would probably be Dolly Parton's autobiography. I had to read it for Ruth's history class. We had to do a project. We had to pick an artist from a certain time period, and I had chosen Dolly Parton. I thought, oh, man, I got to read this book. I fell in love with it. I couldn't put it down. I finished it before the assignment was due. So it's an amazing book, and I've learned so much about her life and her music, and I've learned how to apply that to myself as well.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life once more. Love's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were before. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again. No more loneliness, only happiness. Love's gonna live. a-coming. Love's gonna live here again.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Michelle, Thomas, Samantha, Raymond, Ruth, and special guest Becky for being with us tonight. We also thank those of you in our studio audience, on the web, and on Red Barn Radio's network of stations. We thank you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio is presented from our beloved home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website, redbarnradio.com, has updates and information on our guests and program. Learn more about us at redbarnradio.com. If you didn't know, you are listening to Red Barn Radio. Once again, let's hear it for Michelle Canning and Rough Edges.
Guitar playing around here. No, mama don't allow no guitar playing around here. Hey, but Thomas don't care what mama don't allow. He's gonna pick his guitar anyhow. Mama don't allow no guitar playing around here. No, mama don't allow no mandolin playing around here. Oh, but Raymond don't care what mama don't allow. He's gonna pick that mandolin anyhow. Mama don't allow no mandolin playing around here. Mama don't allow no fiddle playing around here. But Samantha don't care what mama don't allow. She's gonna saw those strings off anyhow. Mama don't allow no fiddle playing around here. Mama don't allow no Bill Monroe around here. But y'all don't care what mama don't allow, so we'll sing Bill Monroe for you anyhow. Mama don't allow no Bill Monroe around here. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and proved untrue. Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Well, mama don't allow no bass fiddle playing around here. No, mama don't allow no bass fiddle playing around here. Oh, but Ruth don't care what mama don't allow. She's gonna slap that doghouse anyhow. Mama don't allow no bass fiddle playing around here. Well, mama, don't allow no banjo playing around here. Mama, don't allow no banjo playing around here. But I don't care what mama don't allow, I'm gonna pick my five string anyhow. Mama, don't allow no banjo playing around here. Mama don't allow no gospel singing around here. But the Lord don't care when mama don't allow, so sing and praise him anyhow. Mama don't allow no gospel singing around here. We'll circle me, I'm broken. I'm my Lord, I am mine. There's a better home waiting in the sky, Lord, in the... Sing with us now. We'll circle me, I'm broken. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Thomas, Albert, Samantha, Raymond, Ruth, and Becky, Michelle Canning, and Rough Edges for being with us tonight. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Their initial consultation and analysis is always free. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. We thank High on Art and Coffee for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. High on Art and Coffee, 523 East High Street in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington. For more information, they're on the web at highonartandcoffee.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.